like recently.
I will destroy them all.
Hello to everyone from 2,000 years ago, and welcome to The Coordinates. This is a Attack on Titan podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Bill.
I'm Tyler.
And yep, we are the dynamic duo that makes up The Coordinate podcast.
Yeah, before us, there was another person doing this podcast, and then they died and we ate them. And that's how that's our origin.
That's our origin story. No weird shiny parasites for us.
No, we consumed them and took their powers.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Yeah, his name was Dave. I miss Dave, but he was really tasty, you know. A bit of roasted Dave's leg. Beautiful. Nothing like eating someone's entrails. Anyway. So, how are you doing, Tyler?
I'm good. A little cold. It's cold here in Florida for some reason.
Yeah, it's freezing here. Yeah, no, it's never meant to be cold in Florida, isn't it?
Yeah, the whole, 7 years I've lived here, it hasn't been freezing once until, a week ago. So, yeah, it's colder than usual.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because my friend Scott moved to Florida to stop being cold. Mm-hmm. And then he was just like, oh, I had to buy a sweater. It's like, oh, poor old you.
He's a little further south,
about in a goose down jacket to keep myself warm.
Meanwhile, Scott's at Disneyland.
Scott's at Disneyland. Trying on a jacket, trying on a sweatshirt because he's a little cold. It's like, God damn it. Scott, if you were from Newcastle, you'd be walking around in your underpants right now.
Yeah, but Scott's not going to listen to this, so.
No, he's not. He doesn't care about Attack on Titan.
No.
One day I'm going to eat him. And gain the power of a gator. Anyway, you eat gators, don't you?
I have before. But I don't eat meat anymore, so.
Okay, but just to iterate, no gators were harmed in the recording of this podcast.
But yeah, we're talking about episode 80. Gosh, I forgot to check which. Is it to you or is it?
No, it's from you.
Yeah,
from you 2,000 years ago, to you 2,000 years ago. Yeah. I'm still not really sure on what the difference is. I'm hoping you'll explain that.
Okay. Just quickly. To you, I guess, was like Ymir in the first episode, like sending Eren that dream. Or maybe that was Eren sending himself that. I'm not too sure.
I don't know. I mean, we still don't know where the other Titans really came from. Were they the spawn of Ymir? Or let's get into this later when we get to that part. or did she make him or something? I don't know. It's a bit weird, but yeah.
Yeah, we could talk about that.
Not even where the episode starts. We start with the bit you were really excited about was Eren Jaeger's dad's chest hair.
Yeah, I was a little lukewarm on this. Like, I thought the scene was pretty cool, but it could have just been in the last episode, and they could have saved us 6 minutes in this one. Because after that fight, it's just the ending of the last episode. I'm just like, come on, this is a big episode. Let's get on with it.
I know. I complained about that in the last episode that I did, where the first chunk of the episode was from there. I think even the last time we recorded together, I complained about this first bit was the end of the last episode, and I had to check that I was actually watching the right episode. I think they're just we've just got to accept now that the first 10 minutes of every episode is just filler from the previous episode.
Yeah, it's not even always the case, but because I think the previous episode that I did by myself, I think it got straight into it. I think it was a minute of Zeke being like, oh, look. Oh, yeah, because it was like we jumped into Grisha's memories, and then it went to the intro music when Eren's like, no, I'm in control.
That was fun. I liked going through Grisha's memories. So I didn't mind seeing this bit again, shall we say. It was good fun.
I recently watched a little bit of the dubbed version, and I can't wait to watch this scene dubbed because the voice actor they have for Grisha is just like the most wimpy, pathetic sounding person. So hearing him completely break down is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he has such a big breakdown.
Yeah.
And then he hugs Zeke. Zeke has a little cry.
Mm-hmm. Hug him back, which is interesting. I didn't notice that the previous week.
No, he just sort of flops his head on his shoulder, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Doing shit. I had you wrong the whole time. And then it flicks to them being back at the coordinate. And everyone's like, what, we're not going to watch the bit where I eat him? Just no, fuckbag.
Eren's a bit of a dick.
Yeah, especially to Zeke. But, I think Zeke deserves it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he has killed a lot of people.
Yep, and then yeah, he and even at this point, he then sends off Ymir to perform. What's it called?
Euthanasia.
Euthanasia.
He gives everyone the snip. That's his plan, at least.
Yep. What's the actual word for that operation?
Vasectomy.
Vasectomy. Yeah, there we go. So he's about to. He tells Ymir to gives him a pair of scissors and goes, "There we go. You've got about 4 million people."
get snipping girl
she just wanders off, you know, blindly following him, and then Eren rips his arm out of his chains, which is great.
He just got so used to
like
mutilating himself.
Yeah, I was gonna say manipulating himself, but that's what he's doing to everyone else.
Yeah, it looks like he rips completely one hand off, but then the other one's okay.
I think then later on when he's like got his arms around Ymir, it looks like he's just lost his thumb, so I think he might have just torn his thumb off so he could fit his arm through the shackles.
Yeah, I don't know how that's possible, but that's okay.
That's the thing. I'm sure I've seen that in a film somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. That would not be a fun thing to do, but you know, Eren's always got, he's got to keep moving forward. That's what he does.
There's no going back. Well, apart from when he sends his memories back in time.
Oh, yeah.
But that's so that he can progress forward even more.
Yeah, and there was an interesting bit of that where Zeke asked him, he's like, did you use your memories of or something to like manipulate Father into doing what you wanted him to do? And Eren's like, well, I mean, maybe, but I could only do it because you let me go into his memories. And so I'm so confused about the mechanics of the Attack Titans, like memory powers. Like, I've tried to think about it. And I guess why it was necessary for him to go into Grisha's memories is so that Eren would have the memory of being in Grisha's memory to send back to Grisha for Eren to see when he touches Historia's hand.
Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah. You've got it. Because he could send back
this
memories
is Inception.
To Grisha. But yeah, exactly.
There's like so many layers.
He needed to send Grisha memories of what Grisha did so that Grisha would do it.
Yeah.
Whereas if he didn't have those memories of Grisha doing it, Grisha might not have acted the same, then he wouldn't have been able to manipulate the past in the same way. So yeah, that is pure Inception. It is great. I love it.
But it's also
just like, smother me with bees with that.
But it also means in order for Eren to have done this, it had to have already happened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's how time travel works. You've watched enough Star Trek by now, you should know that.
time travel works like 10 different ways in Star Trek.
Yeah, and it normally involves Nazis in some way.
Yeah, sometimes it makes like an alternate timeline. Sometimes they don't even like really deal with it. There was this one episode where like someone just like at the end of it, they look at their clock and they're like, oh, weird, we're 3 days in the past now. And that the episode ends.
That's it.
Yeah,
not gonna question that.
Nope,
we're in space, shit happens.
Yeah, it's like, okay,
that's why I like Lower Decks, because it makes fun of all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and then sometimes they go back to the 80s and save Wells. You never know.
Yeah, sometimes you just become an ethereal space ghost for no reason. Spoilers.
but yeah, so then is this when like the intro music comes in? I can't remember. Was that just after Grisha's memory bit comes back?
No, so yeah, you got the bit where Eren rips his thumb off, he runs after Ymir, and then the credits start.
Okay.
I'm really enjoying the credits the more I listen to it. Every season, this happens to me. I'm like, nah, fucking opening, the new opening song sucks. It's the worst thing ever. And then by the time I'm six episodes in, I'm like, yeah, this is great.
I really like this music. I mean, I like the intro, but I wish that, I guess, like, this would have started after the rumbling starts. Because, like, we could talk about this when the rumbling starts, but I was, like, in denial that Eren was going to do the rumbling up until he did it.
Yeah, so was I.
So
I didn't think he was ever going to do it. But...
Well, I feel like with the intro being rumbling, rumbling, it's coming for you, rumbling. It's like, yeah, the rumbling's coming.
And also, it's just the whole thing is just completely filled with all the Titans that are inside the wall, walking along, destroying things. And it's like, the rumbling's going to happen this season. They've already got the artwork for it. It's all there and drawn.
Yeah, and then another thing I didn't like about the intro is you get a much clearer shot of the big Titan that we see at the end of this episode in the intro.
Is it?
Yeah, it's in there. It's
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is it at the end or like just in the middle?
There's a super quick flash of it when it looks in like super close at Aaron's eyes. It's a very quick flash.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I never noticed that. Of course.
Yeah, I tried really hard not to mention it, even though it bugged the shit out of me. I'm like, why is that there? I don't like that it's there. But I'm like, no one that doesn't know what it is isn't going to see it and be like, this has ruined the show for me.
Yeah, because I didn't know what it was. It hasn't ruined the show for me. But, I mean, what is in there, which excites me, is, first of all, is it Hunji, the girl with the one eye? She's still there, so she's got to turn up at some point. She hasn't been in the second half of the season yet, from what I've seen.
Well, she was in the first episode, and then she grabs Levi's body and jumps in the river.
So we've got Levi coming back as well. And also you see Annie. So I'm really hoping that Annie comes back. But, I mean, it did kind of just seem like, hey, look, these are all the big titans. Because we also saw the one that turns into a, the big crystalline thing with its hammer. Warhammer. That's it. God, Warhammer. Yeah, so it's the Titan that turns up and then starts painting little figurines. you wait there. I'm going to eat you once I finish this captain thing. Blue, blue, blue. Green, green, green. That's the worst Titan ever. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
I've just got this giant D&D game thing to play.
Do you think it would need, like, magnifying glasses, or like it's just got good enough vision that it paints without it? That's its power.
It's got the crystal thing, isn't it? So it's just like, it's like making little crystal paintbrushes out of his hands. Got very delicate movements. Yeah, you know, I just think it's just really good at it. That was obviously what it was there for. But yeah, but the clip they use is from before Erin takes it, because it's, you know, it's got breasts.
In its gimp suit. What do you think about Ymir's backstory?
I loved it. I was gripped. Like, I'm watching this on my iPad, right? And I'm sitting here at my desk, and I'm just going closer and closer to the screen. And I realized about halfway through, like, I was like right up against the iPad like this, watching it with my eyes open. Just like, I had that, you know, that's when you just suddenly have a moment of clarity when you're watching something. It's like, oh, I'm really leaning into this.
There were a lot of things that might have been like kind of unclear in it, because I think they had to tone the violence down a little bit, which is crazy because the previous episode, someone's head got shot off, or two episodes ago.
I've complained about it this season that genuinely these episodes are nowhere near as bloody and gory and violent as the first season. Like, the first season of Attack on Titan, like, especially the first episode, was what made me fall in love with the show, because it was just like, it's like, oh my god, this is gruesome. Like, the episode where Eren gets eaten, I was just like, shit, the main character's there. Like, I believed that for the half of the next episode before he crawled out of its gut, and then it was just like, yeah. So I just loved the violence.
Yeah, I believe that too. I was like, oh, okay, I guess he's not the main character.
But yeah, and then I was just like, yeah. Watching the show as it goes on, it definitely gets less violent. I mean, they've obviously got a lot more lore and stuff to put in there, but I don't see why they've shied back from it at times.
So I think it's because it like airs on like live television in Japan, so they have to tone it down, because apparently when they release it, like when like Blu-ray and DVD, they usually, if they've like darkened a scene that was like really gory so you can't see it as much, they like brighten it back up. And I people are expecting that to be the case with Ymir getting eaten, because it's in the manga, you really see it.
Oh, God, I'll look forward to that.
Yeah, I'll send you some screenshots from the manga, actually.
Yeah, because there was a bit a couple episodes ago where Mikasa like chops two people in half while flying backwards.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And it done it all in black and white, and I was just like, why? I want to see these two guys get sliced to pieces. Like, why have you done this in black and white? It's Mikasa. She is like the angel of death. So, yeah. But yeah, I loved Ymir's backstory. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. The whole thing where, like, the raiders come, her village gets burnt down, she then watches people get married. Didn't really... that bit was a bit weird.
I don't think they showed all the slaves got their tongues cut out, and I don't think they showed that.
No, there was. I noticed that, actually.
Okay.
It's not quite the slave... Yeah, you don't see him getting their tongues cut out, but you see him like almost about to perform the act of it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
So on this bit here, they got his tongue and a knife next to it.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm just holding up my iPad to the camera for all you audio podcast listeners, just to show the scene that I was referring to. But yeah, like the guy's held there, they've got a gag around him, they've got the pincers on him holding his tongue out, and someone's literally about to slice it off with a knife. But the camera pans around to the right, so you can see the little girl, Ymir, standing there instead.
Yep. So she got her tongue cut out too.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, they didn't mention that. Oh, that seems like an important fact.
Yeah, it is, because like she never talks. The only time I didn't know that they were gonna have a voice actor for her until, you know, like we hear like her like making noises while running, and I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah. So they had to get a voice actor for that. They couldn't just like record a dog.
it's a bit insensitive.
What?
Using
maybe
a dog.
Labrador. Everyone likes Labradors. That's fine. But yeah, it makes sense though when everyone points at her for letting the pig go, and she can't like she can't say anything back. That finally makes sense. But yeah, she's kind of, so to explain her backstory, she was a girl in the village. They got raided and pillaged, and then she became a slave, and then the head of the slaves then basically freed her, as in, we're going to hunt you. Mm-hmm. And she falls into the roots of a tree.
Yep.
Now I'll leave this bit to you, Tyler. What? I was just like, this whole thing, I was just like, oh my God, we're finally going to find out how the Titans happen. And then it's just like, what?
Yep.
what is this thing?
This spine-like creature attaches to her spine. She turns into a giant. It destroys the tree. And then she's just like, she's still a slave. I thought that was, the first time I saw this, I thought that was going to be like her turning point. You know, like she was going to be like in charge then, or like kill the king, but nope.
Yeah, I did too. But no, she's just so subservient and slave-like that, yeah, she carries on. But yeah, this like, yeah, falls into the tree, falls into this well, and then there's this like spinning light. And yeah, I can't describe it. It's like a weird centipede like alien. Do you know what it kind of it reminds me of? The alien from the film Abyss, which I'm talking to the wrong person. Yeah. Yeah, Tyler has never seen any film ever.
My frame of reference is, it's kind of like Venom from Spider-Man, kind of. I think it's like a symbiote like thing, you know,
kind of. It's like if Bulbasaur had a really long spine with lots of vine whips coming out of it.
So the creature itself is actually based on a now extinct creature. I guess, I don't know if it might be an animal. I guess it's an animal. It's called like a hallucigenia. Yeah.
Yeah, because of the way it's shining blue as well, it kind of looks like it's got like a fluorescent light to it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it looks like it might have lived in like the deep depths of the sea somewhere and like eat algae.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure hallucigenia are like aquatic creatures, or were. But yeah, it just looks like a walking spine is what they look like. And actually, the real-life version, based on fossils, for like decades, they couldn't tell which end was the head and which end was the butt. So that's funny.
Both. It'll eat out of one and it'll come out the other, no matter what.
But yeah. what'd you think about her actual Titan?
I really liked it. It was like the skull face was really cool. Like,
yeah,
you know, it was just a skull for a face. Had these big ribs coming around the outside. It's just brutal.
Yeah, it's pretty disturbing.
Yeah, pretty disturbing, but it's pretty cool as well. It reminded me of Eddie from Iron Maiden.
No, oh, yeah, I could see that.
But yeah, she's like really freaky. Kind of looks like a cross between Annie and like Eren's Titan when it's dead and it's just the skulls. But yeah, it's a big scary ass Titan that crushes Marley.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I like that. I kind of forgot. So even 2,000 years ago, the Eldians were still being pestered by Marleyans.
Yeah, and I think at the time, like Marley was like a fairly advanced civilization, and then Eldia was just like a village, because like at the beginning,
Eldia kind of the way their army looks, they kind of to me resemble like a Saxon type army, who again, Saxons were very, I mean, that was very much a UK thing. Mm-hmm. UK and Norway type area, and yeah, they were just like little tribes of people, but they worked together to conquer areas. And yeah, so they kind of had like that Saxon look to them. And then the Malians look very Roman.
Yeah.
And the Romans did conquer the Saxons. I believe. My history is terrible. We need Eric to confirm that for us. But yeah, so yeah, you kind of got like the more advanced version of Mali, who also, they look more, like when they show the battlefield scenes, the Malians are all lined up in neat lines, very much like the Romans did back in those days. And yeah, the Saxons were kind of just all dotted around with their weapons going, and then this big titan comes up behind them and just goes, smack.
Yeah.
Gutted. This is an Age of Empires game. You're not going to win, Roman. And then what's Ymir's really creepy reward?
She
eating Mali.
She gets the king's seed. Lucky her.
She never looks happy at this point. Even when she has like the first kid and she's looking at it, she's like...
Yeah. So one thing that they did... like visually that they carried over from the manga, they make slaves, they like black out their eyes, and you'll notice when Eren tells her that she's free, her eyes aren't like
they were sudden,
black
yeah because I was yeah. really like, oh, they've unblacked her eyes out at this point. Yeah. Yeah, oh okay, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's a cool touch.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I didn't think of it much. Like I was thinking like, oh, how long are they gonna black their eyes out? But they also blacked the Eldian king's eyes out.
Are his blacked out? I don't know. Maybe he's a slave to some his ambition or something.
I like that. A slave to his ambition.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
His eyes are kind of scratched out too. And then so yeah, so she becomes that. Then there's an assassination attempt on this blacked out eyes king, which she jumps in the way of the spear. She's got 3 grown children by this point, all daughters. All daughters of Ymir.
I don't think they're that grown. I think they're like, you know, 13-ish teenagers. Little preteens.
One of them looks like she might be 13, and the other one looks like it's like 10 and 6. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you got that good age range between them. But yeah, all daughters of Ymir, which mm-hmm. I'm going to keep saying, daughters of Ymir.
And because
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's what they'll be. Do they call themselves children of Ymir or daughters of Ymir? I can't remember. And it's confusing because it was Ymir who said it in the early episodes, but Ymir wasn't Ymir, she was someone else.
Are you talking about the cult that Ymir was a part of, or are you just talking about...
Yeah. Were they called the Daughters of Ymir?
I have no clue.
I feel like they were. But yeah, anyway, so Ymir takes the spear, and she kind of dies?
Yep, she dies.
despite if the king can't, come on!
Get
it's
up,
only a spear.
Get back to work. Like, I know
just
that will
a
kill
flesh
you.
Wound.
But, I mean, it shouldn't kill her, right? Like,
yeah, it doesn't feel like it should, like considering what some of the other titans have recovered from. But yeah, but instead she kind of just transports off to the location of the coordinate.
Yep. But yeah, so my like theory there is just that. So we've seen it before where like the Titan Shifters have to have like the will to live in order to heal, because I can't remember exactly where. I'm assuming it's something with Reiner where he's like not healing fast enough because he's depressed, so I think she was just sad.
And I think a couple of episodes Porco kind of gave up and let Falco not the Austrian rap star Amadeus of the Beast eat him. We haven't done a PK fire yet. so she dies, she passes off to the coordinate or the location of the coordinate. And this bit I liked, all right? Did you notice how the coordinate tree looked different when she first arrived?
Mm-hmm.
It only had 3 branches.
Yeah.
And she's got 3 children.
Well, when she first gets there, it has no branches. And then they eat her, and then it's like, floom, floom, floom.
Oh, really? I didn't see the bit where it had no branches.
Yep.
But yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that. So basically, the branches of Ymir is all the Eldian children.
Mm-hmm.
Although no, that means it's only the Titan ones.
So everyone can turn into a Titan. I don't know why there's 9 of them that can be like controlled.
Everyone can turn into a Titan.
Yeah.
What? Even
Mali? Every Eldian. So every descendant of Ymir can turn into one. The thing I don't understand is, what exactly is a royal, because they're all descendants of the king. Unless Ymir had other kids that we don't know about. I don't know if it follows like the traditional like first kid is like the main family. something like that.
Or unless the king had a family before Ymir and the royal bloodline, because... Yeah, and then the royal bloodline is from his original family, which is why the children of Ymir are subjects to the royal family and listen to them explicitly.
Oh, and that's the phrase you were looking for, I think, was the subjects of Ymir. That's what they call them.
Subject, not the daughters. Yeah. But I did like the fact why the daughters were chowing down on mummy.
oh, did you see the picture I sent you of them chowing down on her from the manga?
Yeah, but that's pretty similar to what you see. I think that's pretty similar to what you see in the thing.
In the anime, it's like very, very dark. So you can't really like
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. But yeah, but you get to see the bit, you get to see like mummy being all chopped up. Good old mummy, she's all chopped to pieces. And then yeah, the it's like, feast my daughters, take whatever it takes. Ymir's power must be carried on. So yeah, he forces them to eat their mum.
Yep.
I'm sure they won't need therapy after that. I'm sure they're going to be fine.
And then he decrees that, you know, his grandchildren should eat them, and then their grandchildren or their kids eat them, and just keep eating each other.
Well, he's very specific after that, saying that they should eat the spinal fluid.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, he's clearly making his other daughters, like...
eat everything.
fingers and everything. And yeah, and then it's interesting that he's the children as well. They're called, was it Rose, Maria, Sheena.
Yeah,
and Sheena. Yeah.
Yep.
So no chicken Sheemas, but we've got Rose. Yeah, so they're named after the walls. And then we see... so this is the thing. I'm wondering if, like, maybe the next generation, so 9 children, if Ymir builds the Titans for them. If that makes sense.
She builds every single Titan ever.
Yeah, but yeah, so Zeke, because she rebuilt Zeke when he died in like the end of the last season. But she rebuilt him to come back to life. So I'm wondering if the special Titan powers were kind of the ones that she bestowed on her grandchildren. Because, you know, that would kind of make sense. She's had 3 children. They all have a couple of kids each. You'll have 9 of them.
Yep.
And then yeah, you've got 9 special Titans, and everyone else after that is a thing. But then she builds the walls.
Mm-hmm.
She builds the 3 walls named after her daughters with all the Titans inside it.
And there's supposed to be like millions of them, so.
Mm. But yeah, but I think they're quite, I mean, they definitely show her building the Colossal Titan, which is pretty cool. Yeah, it was just really cool seeing all this backstory of just like, this is how Titans came to be. And even when she's folding it in, like, she's definitely working on a butt muscle there. she's really concentrating on those Titan butts, making sure they are each perfect, bellissimo. You know, occasionally finding some hair and putting it on Grisha.
Why do you
chest triangle?
Do you think it was her decision for Titans not to have genitals? She's like, no, I'm not doing this. Like, I will do almost anything for anyone, but I'm not gonna make a penis. I'm not gonna mold a penis.
Yeah, because no one wants to see a giant wangling dong coming towards you. That'd be more scary than the Titan.
That's probably a good call on Isayama's part to not give them penises.
Yeah, penises are ugly looking things, aren't they? Let's face it. But yeah, it's also Ymir when she's in the coordinate area, whatever that's called, purgatory, with all the sand.
Yeah, she's, I don't know, young, people call it she's paths.
She's a young girl there.
Yep.
She's embodying her young slave self. So yeah, she probably hasn't seen a penis at this point. and then we skip forward to the bit where Eren grabs her around the neck and starts trying to convince her that she doesn't need to listen to the royal families and that she shouldn't really be a slave.
Meanwhile, Zeke's like, "Listen to me, I'm the royal family."
Oh! Don't listen to him.
Snip them all.
Gotta snip them all.
This part was a little weird to me because I don't know why. When I read it in the manga, I didn't imagine Eren yelling all of the words he was saying. I don't know why. I picture him being like cool and calm and just being like, "Hey, Ymir, you're not a slave, but you're also not a god. You're just a person."
He does kind of go a bit quieter for the second half when he's like, "Oh, you've been waiting 2,000 years.
Are you the one
for me to come along?
Who sent me?
Are you Neo?" And yeah, so he goes a bit quiet and says, like, you've been waiting. Like, it's almost like he's just suddenly realized, like, you've actually been waiting for me to free you.
Yeah, he gets real sad, I think.
But it doesn't make... I still don't get why. It's just like, she's been a slave. She's been listening to the same royal bloodline for 2,000 years. Eryn turns up, who is a brother of the royal bloodline. Like, he's not... I know he hasn't got royal blood inside him, but he is a brother of someone who is. It's just like, you don't have to be a slave. You don't have to listen to them anymore. Just listen to me! And she's like, oh, yeah.
So one thing that they changed from the manga is that Eryn asked her to lend him her power. Like, he doesn't say that here. He just is like, you're free. And then he has the power. In the manga, he's like, hey, can I borrow this?
but it's kind of... Yeah, the bit when her eyes are unscratched and she's crying. Really got me, man. Got me to feel it in her teeth, like, really gripping her teeth together. But like, yeah, she looks like she's been tormented and had a very tormenting 2,000 years. And yeah, Eryn manages to break that cycle for her. And then where does the thing come from?
So let me send you a picture. Like,
yeah, because we... Yeah, so just to explain what I'm talking about is that after we see Ymir crying and her eyes have become unscratched, so essentially she's broken that link, that slave link that she's got to the royal family, we suddenly see the creature that we was talking about earlier, this weird long spinal thing with its, like, vine-whipped tentacles coming out of it, just suddenly sort of comes out of Eryn's butt and asserts itself into his head.
So if you look at the picture I sent you from the manga, it looks like it jumps out of his neck hole. And
yes.
Yeah, they just toned down the violence in the blood so you couldn't tell as much.
Yeah, I kind of assumed that, I mean, that is kind of where it looks like it comes from in the anime as well. But at the same time, I was just like,
yeah.
What?
In the manga, it looks like it's literally leaping out of his body. Like, in the anime, it looks like it's connecting his head and his body. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like they don't quite get to the bit where you can see his body well enough, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it swipes to the side or something.
Yeah, you can kind of see it comes out somewhere from near his body and attaches to Eryn's head. Then Eryn's eyes just like...
looks at Zeke.
Like, look around, looks at Zeke, goes, oi, oi.
That's creepy. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all.
You're touching me. Touching me, touching you.
I guess that was them... I guess that was them trying to be like, you know, its head's alive.
He's alive? Gordon's alive? And yeah, just brilliant. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, and then everything unfreezes. I kind of wish they would have shown us a scene of everything frozen again before it unfreezes. Just like setting the stage. Or like maybe replay the whole scene in real time. Because in real time, Gabby shoots him in the head and then he just immediately starts turning into this thing.
Yeah, that would have been cool actually. I wonder if they'll do that next episode as
maybe,
part of the recap.
Could. Yeah,
just like you just see his head falling off, Zeke catches it, and then suddenly. but yeah, what I'm also looking forward to when the dub version comes out is that we should get a translated version of this, because you get the mid credit.
Oh,
I forget what it's called. Mid credit.
Does it not give you where I watch it? It gives you the translated version of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't remember what that one says. I think it's like very vague, and it's like something about the origin of all life or something.
That should be our episode logo. I like that. See, my little daughter is just absolutely obsessed with this this program, but it's just one episode she loves, and it's about dinosaurs, and that just really reminds me of it. Oh, yeah, it does show it. My thing was just being funny. According to the legend, the founder Ymir attained the power of the Titans when coming into contact with something. Yeah. The generations of blood and power were passed down by the Eldians. So, yeah, I mean, maybe.
Something,
do you think there's one of those inside
something,
every...
Something's coming for you.
It
yeah.
looks like a parasite with two butts.
So, my guess I don't know why my voice is so... but my guess is that when they eat... when they eat the Titan Shifters, they have to eat like a segment of that thing.
And it lives in... So it lives in the spinal fluid. That's why when Zeke does his spinal tap, he's able to get his spinal fluid out and turn other Eldians into Titan. Okay, yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, and it, so, yeah, I think you had to have one of the thingies in order for... you to be able to control it, and then maybe like everyone else just needs to be a descendant of Ymir. I don't know.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's weird. It's kind of like some, it's just, yeah, it's just like a weird parasite thing that must be living in everyone's spines. And yeah, Eren comes out of his spine, reattaches his head, causes the rumbling. His tummy's hungry.
Yeah.
And then whatever that huge thing is comes out.
Like, yeah, I'm going to send you a picture from the manga, and I will, I didn't, last time I was like, I'll try and put links in the description, I didn't, I'll actually try to do that this time, for listeners. So this is one of my favorite,
everyone is lying to you.
This is one of my favorite,
don't listen to Aaron Yeager. I mean,
panels Tyler. From the manga, and I was kind of a little disappointed how it was translated into the anime.
It can't be stopped anymore.
But like,
yeah, that does, it weirdly, that does kind of look like... Again, the like the second time Eren ever transforms into a Titan when he's stopping that cannonball.
Yeah.
And he just kind of like half transforms. It kind of looks like that.
Look at how close Gabby is. Like, just imagine, Gabby just shoots this guy in the head. This giant thing appears. And, you know, there's all of the...
all the walls
colossal Titan. There's like smoke everywhere. Like, she obviously shit her pants.
Yeah, definitely. I would have absolutely shit my pants in that moment.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, we do, we get to see Reiner though, doesn't he? He sort of reaches out going, Gubby!
Yeah. Gubby!
Gubby! Gubby, you gubby shite!
And there's something that happens with Reiner in the manga that didn't happen in the anime, and I'm guessing they're just saving it for like maybe the next episode or the next episode. Yeah.
I'll just, don't tell me them.
I won't.
But yeah,
it's pretty, then, pretty interesting thing that happened.
Yeah, so then this so the next thing is that we see this gigantic, I don't know how to describe it, because we've got all the huge colossal Titans and then this other thing just like towering over the top of them, walking off into the distance. It just looks like a big sort of spinal shell with all the ribs coming out down to the floor, and it kind of moves weirdly from side to side. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of like the back end of a behemoth from the Final Fantasy games. But
it's funny because
the size of a mountain.
All we saw for like months reading the manga is this back shot of it where it just, it's this huge body with this little butt.
It's got a tiny, tiny butt.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that.
But that's, yeah. But all we can see is just this huge sort of silhouette of like whatever this thing is. It doesn't even look like it stood up yet. So yeah, I'm really excited to find out what that thing is. And I think really the only thing else that happens in the episode is that we get the interaction with Eren and Mikasa, where
you mean
Armin and Mikasa, where, you know, Armin clearly is just like needs to project.
Yeah.
It's like, Eren's done it. What? What? Eren's done it. What?
He's done what?
He's done what?
The rumbling. What? I can't hear you over the rumbling.
He's done the rumbling. He's gone tumbling. What?
Yeah.
He's going to Marley. I don't know who Farley is.
So did you expect Eren to do the full rumbling? Because Armin didn't. Armin's like, wait, what? This isn't just the walls of Shiganshina?
This whole time, I didn't realize there was the option to do each wall individually. Oh. I just assumed the whole thing would go to shit.
Yeah, so their original plan was they were just going to do the Wall of Shiganshina to destroy the Marley Alliance. And that was going to be like show their strength and like give them like 50 years to develop new technology to have like real weapons and not have to depend on the Titans. Yeah.
I got all the stuff about why they should do the rumbling, but I just don't know why. I just assumed in my head that they would just be doing, you know, all of it. I didn't think there was an option to be like, you know, if you could do sections 7B of the War Mario, that'd be perfect.
Yep.
We can send out 28 Titans. Wonderful.
But yeah, Shiganshina gets destroyed for a third time.
Woo, yeah.
This time it's Aaron.
But tell you what, Tyler, right now, don't worry about NFTs. We need to buy up space in Shiganshina. That place has been destroyed over and over again. It's going to be dirt cheap. Right? And eventually, all this Titan stuff's going to go away and we're going to own lots of land. It's going to be in prime position, you know? No walls, so you're right on the outskirts. So therefore, you're going to be in good like farming territory over there.
Yeah, no, you assume dead bodies are good fertilizer, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be some fertile-ass soil, you know? You just clear out the buildings in Shiganshina, let all the bodies rot down, sorted.
Mm-hmm.
Dead bodies everywhere. All right, I'm going to have corn in my head all day now. So Erin's now just become the new slave master to Ymir for some reason. And so she lets him talk to every single Eldian, which is really cool, I think. So it's not just the ones in Paradis, he's talking to all the ones throughout Mali as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we see Annie's dad, which is one in particular that I'm just like, oh, that person's not there.
No, I didn't notice that. They showed like a picture of some what looked like to me like the Malian Eldians who were in that town prison thing that they've got set up. And yeah, he talks to them all, says, yeah, basically, it doesn't matter what we do, everyone's just always going to try and kill us. So I'm just going to send out all the Titans and destroy the world. I still don't believe it.
What?
It's just like, I don't know. The whole time, like, Eren's motives have been unclear.
Mm-hmm.
And then Armin's just like, oh, he was on our side. And he's like, oh, but he's going too far. And it's just like, are they really going to make Eren be the bad guy at the last second? Is that really what they're going to do? It feels like, given Eren's upbringing of seeing his friends, his mum die, all of those things, all the things he used to shout and scream about as a kid in seasons 1 and 2, like, is he really going to be the person that then goes out and just destroys the whole world to save his people? Like, I honestly thought at the end of season 4, whatever it was, 3 or 4, when they reached the sea, that Eren was just like, he was going to be like, we've got to stop people killing us and we've got to stop killing them. There needs to be a peaceful resolution. I can't believe that he's just going to go out and destroy the whole of Mali. He secretly wants someone to stop him midway. So, and then it all falls apart, but then everyone calls a truce with each other. Or something along those lines.
But he still gets to kill a lot of people along the way.
Yeah, you know. That's kind of what I'm thinking. And then the only other thing is like, what the hell is this?
it was a bold choice. It's a bold choice for them to just let that be a still image, because that's like straight out of the manga. That is all they did was give it green eyes.
So is that, that's Eren, right?
That's Eren
in his founder Titan scary ass I'm gonna kill the world form.
Yep. I mean, so his head did get cut off, so I mean, he looks pretty good all considering.
Oh, so is that the top? Is that the top of the big monster thing?
I think that's Eren's actual head, because it has the like lines coming from the eyes, but I'm not positive.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to find out next time.
Maybe.
But yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, it's just absolute bonkersness.
Mm-hmm.
Loved this episode.
This was a hotly debated thing in the Reddit, like when the manga was coming out. How do you think that the Wall Titans get off the island?
I assume they're just going to walk.
So are they going to walk underwater, or do you think they're? No.
When we saw, because they're colossal titans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the colossal titan was just a bit taller than the wall when it smashed it in, and all of these ones, so you know, they're probably a couple of feet shorter than Armin now that he's the colossal titan, because he's quite a short guy anyway. So. We saw him transform a couple of times in the water as the Colossal Titan. and like the water was like barely up to like his thighs.
Yeah, but it's like a whole ocean, or I guess a sea. So I think it gets a little deeper than that when you get out of the bay.
Okay, so yeah, I guess so. But I mean, at the same time, like Titans are basically made out of bones and muscle. Yeast. Like they're
made out of yeast. It is said that they were made out of yeast at one point.
What? Is that what that stuff is that Ymir keeps playing with?
I think so.
Is that like just a sea of yeast?
I think it is yeast.
That sounds gross.
Sea of yeast. It's implied that they're... Maybe it's not explicitly said that they're made out of yeast, but it's heavily implied by like one of those little, ad information cards. Because they say there's like this one type of yeast that can only be found in... on Paradise Island or whatever, and yeah.
Oh, well, that and the ice crystal stone or whatever it is.
Yep, ice burst crystal.
Ice burst stone. Yeah, no, they haven't really spoken about that much, have they? Hey, there's this one special item. Disregard for all the rest of the story. there's a few other loose ends, but yeah, I reckon they'll just be buoyant enough to float and swim across.
Okay, we'll see.
Is that not true?
I thought that they would like walk along the bottom of the ocean and then pop up out of the water like Godzilla.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, because they don't really need to breathe, do they?
No.
Or do they?
I don't think they need to breathe. But they are powered by sunlight, so it might get too dark.
But not all Titans are powered by sunlight.
The ones made by Zeke aren't. These were made by Ymir, so I guess Ymir needs sunlight to function. I don't know.
No, these ones, well, but these ones are now under control of Eren.
Yeah.
Things have changed, Tyler.
Do you think Zeke's dead? Because he was literally holding Eren's head when he transformed.
Yeah, I think Zeke's dead. I feel like Eren, during transformation, may have scooped up and swallowed him. Because that's why he looks quite hairy in that final still. Because which Titans has Eren now not got? He hasn't got the Cart Titan.
He's got the same three he's had.
Yeah, but if... the Warrior?
The Attack Titan, the Founding Titan, and the Warhammer.
Warhammer. Is that all he's got? I felt like he had more than that.
Nope.
Okay. But there's a good opportunity here for him to eat a few more. And then, yeah, I still reckon whoever gets to eat all the Titans wins. That's going to be the end game. I still feel that's going to happen. And I reckon it's going to be Armin as well. I reckon he's going to be last Titan standing. He's going to be like, oh, what shall I do now? Oh, I'm Mickey Mouse. I'm going to become Mickey Mouse. I'm going to kill you all. That's how this ends. Armin turns into Mickey Mouse and destroys the world with too many Star Wars programs.
Bold choice. Okay. Yeah.
Bold choice indeed, Bob. Okay, yeah, I don't think I've got anything else to say on this episode. I absolutely bloody loved it, though. I was so excited to talk to you.
Yes,
so excited.
They packed a lot in here, which is... I didn't look at the run time of this episode, but this had to be longer than normal, right? Because like, they gave us like 6 minutes of the last episode and then what felt like 30 minutes of new stuff.
No. 24 minutes and 17 seconds. Hmm. Pretty normal. Yeah, it's normally 20. Yeah, it's normally 20 or 20.
I think it's normally like about 25.
Do you reckon?
I think so. I don't know.
I don't know. Let's look at last episode. Filling stuff in so you don't notice the gap in quality. they're all 20. No, they're all 23 minutes 55 seconds.
Okay, so. Pretty normal episode, then, a minute longer.
Yeah, this one also says 23:55. So, about the same.
Okay. I don't know how they packed so much in. It was a lot that happened. Like,
I would say that's what she said, but that's not very acceptable anymore. That's what they said. There we go. Being a good boy.
So...
With my filthy potty mouth. Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Alrighty, guys. What's the next episode called, Tyler?
I have no clue. I didn't look. I think it's Thaw, I think.
Four, yes, it is. So Four turns up with his hammer in this one and tries to take on this gigantic megalomaniac beast. And then an episode after that is when Tony Stark arrives. So look forward to that.
Yeah, what do you think is going to be thawing?
The ice burst crystals. They're going to thaw out and give all the power to Mikasa. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm at the point now where it's just like, whatever happens next is just, I don't know.
Someone's got like a nice glass of ice water, but they're standing too close to one of the wall titans, and like the heat from it just melts their ice, and they're like, oh man, come on.
Come on! Do you know how much ice costs? I have to import it past four walls to get it here, man.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Now I've just got to get over all this rubble that was left behind. But is the piece of rubble big enough to fit in the hole? And where did that rubble come from, Tyler?
<I don't know. laughs>
This is the ultimate question from season one that would never be answered. Was that rock just sitting there all along for Eren to plug the hole with? Have people been working around that rock?
I guess so. Maybe he went back in time and he was like, Grisha, put a big rock here. And then they're like, but Grisha's like, I don't know how to move the rock. And he's like, figure the fuck out. Like,
yeah, cool. You need to get a big rock here. And then Grisha's like, everybody, we need to dig a big rock. Who the fuck are you? I'm the doctor. Doctor Who. Exactly. Let's dig.
But yeah, Bill will be back next week talking about whatever's thawing.
Or is it my turn next week?
Yep.
Cool. All right. Yeah, so I'll be back. I'll be thawing out. Tyler's going to be freezing out.
Yeah, I'm freezing right now. I'm ready to go inside and thaw out. That'll be nice. But yeah,
you can escape your shed now.
Yeah. I'm recording the shed, guys.
Oh, no. No, he doesn't. He records in Grisha's basement. But it flooded last night and it's a bit cold down there. Anyway, guys, Merry Christmas. I'll speak to you all next week.
Yep. Adios. Join the Discord, probablywork.com/Discord. None of you have ever done it before, but do it.
Yeah, actually, that'd be nice. All of our other shows, which are nowhere near as popular as this show, have loads of people joining Discord from.
Yeah.
So yeah, come join our Discord. It'd be really cool. Nice to speak to you guys.
Until next time, go fuck yourself. Don't get eaten.
Don't get eaten, and don't interact with parasites that have two butts.
Too young for this trek. The final frontier. These are the voyages of
MC,
Troy,
and Eric.
Their mission to introduce Tyler to strange new episodes.
To seek out the best and worst media in the Star Trek franchise.
To boldly go where several podcasts have probably gone before.
You can listen to these goobers talk about Star Trek by searching for Too Young for This Trek or by visiting probablywork.com.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.